Yeah, I suppose I just want to qualify my comment because I'm hugely proud of the role that Clare people have played to date. We were one of the first counties to welcome people in. There's now, I think it's around 3% of our entire county population is Ukrainian. The arms of Clare have been wide open and welcoming, and rightly so. We all see it every night, the awful things going on in Ukraine. I think for me the most upsetting thing was that little two-day-old baby killed last week when a missile hit a maternity ward in a hospital in Kiev. That is absolutely horrendous. We've done everything we can today to help them. The arms have been wide open to welcome. But I think you get to a point where the capacity to help is reached. In fact, it can be exceeded. And I now believe we're at that stage in County Clare. Providing care and support for Ukrainian people isn't just about putting a roof overhead. There are many other aspects. There's education, public healthcare, transport. And I would see in those regards that we have exceeded capacity. And when you get to that point of exceeding capacity, you're not providing a quality of care. You're simply not.
Do you feel then that there needs to be a cap in terms of numbers? Because I suppose if you're saying that we're not providing the relevant services to people that are here, then surely we're not going to be able to do that for people that are going to come in or that we're expecting in December, January, February.
Yeah, and people won't always believe what a politician says on this subject, but I think we need to look at what the community in Ballyvaughan have said. They were one of the first communities. They set themselves up. They welcomed people. That same welcoming group are now saying we're at capacity, we've exceeded. I see below Mealick, where I'm from, there's now 6 or 7 tents in the month of November, almost heading into December. There are people living in tents. That is not humane. That's not ethical to people. I would hope we begin to 2023 that capacity will again be built and we can we can provide for these people. But right now we can't meet their needs.
You're saying there should be a cap then by that
measure? Yes, I would think so. And I've said this, I suppose, to colleagues in government as well. When people are sleeping on the floor, the airport floors in Shannon and Dublin, when people are sleeping in tents, that's not providing quality of care. There are other countries. If you even look north of the border, Northern Ireland, they are nowhere near the figures we in Clare or we nationally have. There are other countries not pulling their weight. We want to do a lot more in Ireland. But at this moment, there is no shame whatsoever in us as a county and in us as a country saying we have done everything we can and we want to do more and we want to do more. But right now, capacity in terms of healthcare, transport, accommodation has not just been reached, but it's been exceeded. There is no shaming saying that. Some other European countries have said it. We've heard it today from Jason Murphy from the council. We're hearing it from other bodies. And I think that is a sensible position at this time. I would rather see people getting quality care in this country rather than sleeping in airport floors or being in tents.
Do you think that this is potentially causing an issue in terms of the goodwill? I'm not necessarily saying in Clare, but we've seen it in other areas of the country where perhaps that has become an issue, that maybe it is the capacity side of things, that some people may feel that their own services are being impacted just by the sheer volume of people, whether they be Irish, Ukrainian, or from anywhere in the world at this stage?
Yeah, it does. It's a factor that, there's war fatigue for the Ukrainians, but there's also support fatigue probably for people here in this county. In the early weeks of the war, there were multiple fundraisers happening all over Ennis and drives to collect food and toys and medical supplies. That has stopped, and a lot of these initiatives, people are fatigued and they have their own worries going on as well. I think people still want to continue to help Ukrainian people, but that quality of care needs to be across. It can't just be about accommodation. We have to achieve certain qualities across healthcare, etc. I made the point here in the chamber that there's a woman in contact with my office who cannot get GP care. She's pregnant at the moment, heavily pregnant, in fact, and when it's her time to give birth, I believe she'll have to present herself at A&E. Now, that isn't quality care or provision. And I think what has happened in those early months of this crisis was IPAS, the state body which has coordinated accommodation, they looked at scenic, coastal, west of Ireland beauty spots like Liston-Varna, like Kilkee and other places, and they accommodated people there. They put a roof over their head, but now we're heading into the depths of the winter. The shortest day of the year is fast approaching. The weather's quite horrendous out there. The Wild Atlantic is blowing in every day, and I don't think these places are necessarily the right places for Ukrainian people. We're currently providing for them. We're doing our best. They are 100% welcome. And after this interview, I'm actually going to do a clinic where we meet Ukrainian people. They're being supported and helped. But they, too, are also worried that their compatriots who are now coming to Ireland are not being properly looked after. And it's not a criticism of Ireland, but there is no shame. There is no shame in saying you're welcome. We will do everything for you. But when we reach a point of capacity, we're no longer able to give the high quality of care. And there's no shame in anyone saying that. And I think that needs to be in our rhetoric here as a country.